Ian, it's obviously got to be a disappointing afternoon in one way in terms of the result, but you've got to be very proud of the way the players played.
We're a bit disappointed in there. We didn't start fantastically well. Obviously, give two poor goals away on our behalf early. When we get back in it, make it 2-1. You know, there's a little change in the game, and we felt if we could have got to half time at 2-1, it's game on. You know, because obviously they're a bit nervous and whatever. We could see that, but the third goal they've got, where we're in possession, we've given it away and conceded the penalty, a player down. At half time, really, the game's over. But we said to the players, we're caught a little bit because we didn't want to go for it too much and come in and get beat 6 or 7. So we chose to sit behind the ball and just try and have the odd opportunity. And you know, I think we did that second half. I thought the players were brilliant, and I think we actually hit the post at 3-1. You know, and if that goes in, maybe who knows? You know, you might have a little go at it last 20 minutes or so. But you know, overall, it's a fair result. And you know, we just, our biggest disappointment was we didn't start the game well enough, really, for us.
Turning point of the game, we said in the commentary, being the sending off and the penalty, because you'd got yourselves back into it, and we were saying you looked more likely to score another goal if there was going to be another one in the first half.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt that once we got the goal 2-1, we looked a different team for a little bit, and then we started passing like we have done this season. And we just need, for me, get the half. You know, it's important. It's all about managing minutes in the game. And if we got to half time, even if it'd be 2-1, I'd have been over the moon with that. With the way the game had started. And in second half, we can come out and have a proper go. But I say, to go in and be 3-1 down and down to 10 men, it then changes the way you look at things a little bit. And as I say, it's up to us to just try and get in the game. The few chances we have. But I thought second half, we defended so well as a group. You know, and we just had a chat after the game. We said to the players, you know, that's over now. If we defend like we did second half in our standard of football, Ryman and self, a lot of sides find it very hard to break us open, you know, take us open. So,
second half, we said in the commentary, it was difficult a few times to determine which side had 10 and which side had 11. You defended resolutely. You restricted them to very few chances. The chances they had were coming in from long range. And when you had the opportunity to go forward, you did go forward. And they did look worried a couple of times, Dartford.
Yeah, so it was our plan at half time to sit behind the ball and break when we could, not break in numbers unless we had good control of the ball to do that. And you know, we sat in really well. Like you say, probably, you know, we had quite a bit of ball second half. You know, I think also probably from their point of view, they was in a bit of a horrible situation. Well, nice situation, but horrible. They're 3-1 up. The other team are down to 10 men. And I think they become a little bit loose with their passing. And all of a sudden, it got our tails up a little bit, and it made it a bit difficult for them. And you know, in them times, we did have a couple of no major massive chances. We had a few half chances, but you know, in the end of the day, it's a fair result. And, you know, I can't fault my players. You know, I thought we were great.
You get another break from league action next week, Ian, when it's FA Trophy action, and then back to the league action the following week. But you need to keep this run going in the league, don't you? The FA Cup was obviously a fantastic run. It's over now, and it's time to concentrate on the important stuff and the priority of getting yourselves out of the Ryman One South.
Yeah, we've got a game, as you say, a trophy game Saturday. I think the following Wednesday we've got a Sussex Senior Cup game, so we've got two more cup games. And then I think it's the 8th of November before we play a league game again. But this has been brilliant for the club, the actual FA Cup runs. Financially, has been fantastic. It's been great that we had a real good support here today. And, you know, that's what it's all about. When you're at a club like ours, a lot of them, the fans, you know, it's a massive doubt for them. And hopefully they've enjoyed themselves. But like we say, it's now back to the league. We've had a great start in the league. And, you know, we've got to make sure that continues. And we've just said to the players that exact thing in the changing room. FA Cup's been brilliant for us. We now draw a line for it. It's been brilliant. We move on to the next thing. And obviously, we've got the big cup game Saturday, the trophy now. But our main priority, obviously, is when the league starts again.
How's Lee Harding? We saw him come on as a sub and then take a whack on the nose and have to go off again. Unfortunate for him, he only got about 10 minutes out there.
Yeah, he did it last year. He cut his lip open last year, quite a bad cut. And I think the ball just hit him straight on the same place. So, you know, obviously for him it was a bit of major disappointment, but it's nothing too bad. It's just one of them things where we couldn't stop the blood quick enough. So obviously we've only sort of 8 minutes to go. We just wanted to get the other sub on. So it was unfortunate for Lee, but, you know, it's just how it goes sometimes.